Hey, welcome to the next episode of Back and Forth. Now, we have some guests this episode. Oh, we got little Tony. I don't know how to say his last name.
Big Tony.
Okay. Yeah. Little Tony up in the building. Nah, we got Tony and Dre in the building, man. Y'all show him some love.
What's
Tony,
going
what's
on?
Your, what's yeah, your, what's your ads?
What's my what?
Ads.
Oh, at Tony Stativici. Get a pen and a paper out for the last name. Stativici. That's also how you say it. You know what I'm saying?
And Dre?
Mine's much more simpler. It's just Drayson Woods, no space.
Okay. Now they got a lot of. I know a lot of people say that RDC got trash in the mid-takes. But boy, Tony.
Hey.
I ain't gonna say nothing about Dre yet, but Tony.
We'll see.
The boy got the crown for the
we'll see.
Nah, but they know a lot about anime. We know a lot about anime. It's about to be a great ass episode. We're gonna start out the back. What's the best new generation anime out right now?
Okay, when you say new generation, what's the cutoff?
I knew niggas was gonna bring up this cutoff. Hey,
I feel like we know what a new gen is.
Yeah. Let's just go off the top of the head. Like, people know what a new gen is.
Okay, Jujutsu Kaisen.
I think it's JJK too.
But what would you say is the best right now?
Jujutsu Kaisen for sure. Strictly for the fighting. Absolutely.
Here, how bad can we cuss on these, by the way?
You cuss it bad.
Bro, just wait for the comments. It's only a season and a half out. Y'all are some dick eaters.
Hey, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be real. This is a wild statement to say, but I'm about to dick rod JJK right now. I'm sorry.
No, definitely better way you could got that across.
I'm about to dick rod right now.
Oh, he doubled down.
But now, hey, these episodes, Christula. Hey, these episodes, listen, y'all. These episodes, bro, like, the last one, that's some of the craziest shit I've seen in years, man, in anime, bro. Man. I see why they took that long on the animation, nigga. Like,
feel like a kid, don't it?
Like a fucking kid. Hey, you know when you watch an anime, you just laying down? That shit made a nigga.
What are y'all doing?
What are y'all doing? Why y'all doing this? Because, hey, you know, first of all, it's Gojo. Everybody know what we think about Gojo. Like, he gonna handle every problem. Yeah. It's easy to him. That's but true. Seeing a glimpse in his past and showing that there was somebody that can bang with that man for real and do that to him.
Yeah.
That's the craziest shit.
Yeah. But it came out of nowhere, though. Nigga got stabbed in his chest type shit.
Because Tony's a goddamn demon. That's how, bro.
I like whenever they bring in characters that you would never expect to be as strong as they are and have different abilities. So it's not like everybody else's ability. It's like he has his own thing and he's just as good as the top tier fighters. That's what I loved about it.
But I feel like when I saw him, I knew he was crazy though. Like, I was like, oh.
I did too, I thought he was just being hype. Like, oh yeah, we know that's my movie dad. Like, he probably nice. But how nice is he? You know what I'm saying? Gojo, he probably gonna give Gojo a little bit of that nigga waited. Listen, do not, if you haven't watched the episode, leave now. I'm gonna let the place music. Get the fuck up out of here.
That's spoiler alert. Late as fuck. That's spoiler alert.
We got that new one.
No. We didn't really spoil it yet.
This is Leland, dude.
What'd he say?
Leland did.
What, he got stabbed?
What, he got stabbed in the chest?
He said that?
Yeah. Because I was like, oh, okay, we're going into detail.
Damn, you're not giving no boys those.
Bro, we can do this.
Man, you know, Lisa, bro.
Spoilers coming in type shit.
They should know that, though.
First of all, we said, hold on. Best new anime, you got to be caught up. What do you want me to say?
But we not even caught up to all of them. When they showed Megumi, I just thought, okay. I mean, Megumi's dad, I was like, okay. We see his dad. They're giving hints. He probably alright. But this nigga, he waited till the second. First of all, he made up a whole plan.
Yeah.
Waited till the second he turned off his eye and then hit him. Usually they give a nigga a second, make it into the building. Off guard.
Because he turned it off, took his glasses off, and looked down, and there's a knife on his chest.
It's already stabbed.
If you got an op like that. Surrender, nigga. That nigga wants you done for. If you got a op like that, I need you to surrender. Them boys is about the action, boy.
Bro,
And what's crazy, he ain't got no cursed energy, bro. That nigga is fast as
That's what I'm saying,
bro. He got a heavenly pack. That bro, he sacrificed all that to get the physical prowess. Just like Maki. But he on a different, yeah. A whole different tip than Maki is. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's, hey, you notice that every time in every anime in general, you cannot tell me anime this does not happen in.
Yeah.
In every anime, them boys back in the day was fighting hard.
every prequel. Yes.
Them boys is dog. Yes. And that's in wartime. Yes. Every prequel. Yeah. That shit was never peaceful.
Yeah. It's always like, man, y'all should have been there when we was fighting like third grade ninja war type shit. Hey, yeah, bro. Yeah.
I know them old heads was out there talking like, y'all boys think y'all boxing now. Back in the day when I was 10, nigga, I had 6 niggas killed already.
Because you know how Hashirama them, all his brothers was dead before a nigga turned 8.
I bet you know what's
crazy. Itama got hoes. He got cornered on a rock.
That's what I was about to say.
By like 4 grown Uchiha. They some hoes.
That shit. They some hoes. I would do the same shit.
I say me and Dylan talk about this shit all the time. If we was the coldest ninjas in a village and another ninja was coming up and we heard about him being cold, kill him.
He in another village, y'all gonna box one day.
No cap. With Itama, that nigga probably could have been colder than both of them. He had half white and half black. Yeah. That nigga was gonna be a dog.
But listen though, but I feel like that scene is not talked about. Could you imagine you're 11 and I'm talking about it's war time. You've lost brothers, you've lost family, you've lost friends. Mm-hmm. And you're in the battlefield and your back is against the wall and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Uchihas all with long hair. Cause remember, the longer you like, Uchihas only cut their hair when they lost in battle. That's why Madara had the locks on them. You know what I'm saying? So like you got all these people, scars on their face and red eyes, and you're 12. Nah, that shit will strike fear.
And a rock. That was close. Like, it was close.
That was close. Laughing at him.
More than fear, bro.
Like, I'd have been like, dog.
It's up. You might as well be an exception at this point.
It's up. Like, there's no way to get out of this, bro. Like,
yes, bro.
But hold on. Back to JJK.
Yeah, I was about to say. I got a lot more to say about JJK. All right.
We about to go Naruto for hella long. But it's the same thing for that. Because like back in the day, he had already gauged Gojo. He seen his eyes and was like, that, and he turned around and said, look, I'm invisible, man. What you looking at me for? Yeah. And he just didn't like it.
Nobody's ever sensed me behind him. This nigga Gojo like 6. And he don't look pressed though.
Bro, but Gojo said that he was like the problem, the positive about being an inheritor is you have all of the notes to go by from all the like old inheritors.
Yeah.
Or the good thing about it. The problem with it is everybody else knows your power. Mm-hmm. So like that's what it was. Like Toji kind of knew. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like Gojo hit him with that one thing that he didn't know.
Turning that purple. which I feel like is a really good just like, you know, way to advance his powers without me being like cat. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm
type stuff.
Yeah. Cause you know how the anime always give like some type of plot armor to get him out of something. But honestly, I feel like during them both those episodes, nobody got plotted out.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I like Jujutsu Kaisen is because there really isn't no plot armor. To an extent, every anime I think is gonna have some type of plot armor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like they actually explain the abilities. You know what I'm saying? If he's a prodigy, explain how he ended up doing it. You know what I'm saying?
And it'd be making sense.
Then I like old prodigy. You know what I'm saying? He just does it.
That's why. Because if y'all remember in season one, there's it, like, and you may have missed it, but there's a scene where Gojo is walking and he's stepping on the ground. And he steps on ants, and it shows the ants, and the ants aren't dead.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so it's like, I remember seeing that, and I was like, oh, that's cool. That just shows that he always has infinity on, so he doesn't even step on the ground. Mm-hmm. But I think it's deeper than that. So something that I think is like, Geto told Toji, he was like, how did you find this? We didn't leave a trace of Jujutsu anywhere. And he was like, there's way more ways to track humans than tracing. And then it showed a footprint, Gojo's. So it's like, that man Gojo got PTSD. Like he to the point where he don't even let himself step on the ground because got tracked in like the physical hunting way and not in a Jujutsu Kaisen way.
Toji was on the Kraven the Hunter type
stuff.
And what's crazy about that shit is like because they're so like they're thinking sorcerer moves so much, they forgot just regular human shit. Habits.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, let me cover my tracks. Let me not have sense on.
Yeah.
Let me not have this. That man beat them like that, caught up to them like that.
See, and that's what I appreciate within Jujutsu Kaisen. Is it, so like, okay, let's jump back to Naruto real quick. You know, whenever Lee was introduced, he didn't have any chakra, was just throwing hands.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like Lee was such a great character, and he had one of the best fights of all of Naruto, even after
all of anime.
Yeah. All of anime.
And then they started chucking atomic bombs at each other.
But they kind of just scrapped his character. I think for Jujutsu Kaisen, they did it right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't lower down his character. They knew what it was. They wanted to make him different and did that.
And they do it with other characters because Maki. Because Maki is like one of the best sorcerers in Jujutsu right now.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
But I was going to say that to Dre, like, on Naruto, like, I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen, of course they're going to hit that correctly right now because they don't have many episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of these new anime don't have a lot of episodes. Mm-hmm. And I think when you're doing it as long as, like, Naruto, per se, you going, like, because Rock Lee was good for the whole first half of Naruto.
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he was good for all of Naruto. Then Shippuden came and he came less important.
Yeah,
that's what I just don't appreciate. Whenever they bring in side characters that are great,
facts,
and then they just
because they made us love them.
But low key, they showed us remnants of him being whole in the fucking Kimimaro fight. Because when Gaara was looking at him, he was like, "Hey, what's up with you? You moving sharp? You was moving sharper back when I fought you in Gaara." And they decreased him from that point on. Yeah. They hold him.
No, that's not remnants of being whole because he just wasn't at 100% yet.
Yeah,
like I mean, but we talking about holding Shippuden. He's back at 100%. But yet, they're not showing him fight anybody.
Okay,
no, like, they're not. Right.
But the thing is that with Jujutsu Kaisen, and they're not caught up in the manga, but, like, for the manga, I'm not going to solve it. For the manga, they do all the characters justice. Like, and that's what I appreciate. Mm. That's what I love about, like, those type of animes is that whenever they show all these characters, they continually make them better.
Yeah.
One long anime that's great at doing that is One Piece.
All the Straw Hats. You know what I'm saying? Everyone about it is they're important.
Facts.
They don't even have Straw Hats though. It's like everybody in the world. Like they're all going through their own journey.
Oda's really good at bringing shit back and making it important.
Yeah.
What he needs to be good at is making Usopp stronger. However you want to feel about that sentence, but I'm getting tired of it.
I'm gonna feel some way about it. I'm gonna say this though. I don't know if everybody in the whole crew got to be the cult, like the cult.
But that's not what I'm saying. But it's like it's to the point where it's like.
It's a
all right, bro.
I see what you're saying.
They gave Usopp a little bit of shine in Dressrosa whenever he.
That's it, though.
Yeah, but that shit was hard, though. He really clutched out.
Are we gonna just keep talking about that, though? Like that's the like when was Dressrosa actually like put out? 2014?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's 2023.
2014.
I think so. It was a while ago.
Like 15, 16.
So you see what I'm saying? So it's like why like I love the Usopp's gonna get it one day. The day is here. I'm just saying like, y'all ever realize that almost every Usopp fight, he kind of just gets out of it, like, luckily.
Awesome bullshit.
It's never like, I beat this character.
But he's done what he needs to do. He's the best sniper.
Yeah.
That's all he needs to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, best I'm talking aim-wise. He got perfect aim. That's what
Usopp is. Of course not across the whole show.
Not better than Usopp and him.
He's a good painter.
You know what I'm saying? If you really think about it, every arc, all the Straw Hats have had their arc. If you really think about it, Usopp has not had an arc.
But neither has Zoro.
Yeah, I was about to say
Zoro. Zoro.
Are you talking about the whole show?
I'm talking about Usopp.
No,
he said Usopp didn't.
I guess Zoro was kind of one of
them.
Everybody had their own arc where they got more stronger or they learned something about themselves or something like that. Usopp has not had that. He had little things. You know what I'm saying? Where he got a little better.
Like the main times.
But there's a whole arc dedicated to this character. Like Dressrosa, Sanji.
The whole camp.
You said Dressrosa.
Cut that out. Dressrosa was Luffy. Whole Cake was Sanji.
Yeah.
Wano was Zoro.
Water 7 was Robin and Usopp.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing was, is that like Usopp was important, but the thing is like whenever they do that, they give him a power. Usopp didn't do nothing but do a cool scene.
No, he had a power up of basically saying like he was like
fighting. Oh, in Dressrosa?
No, I'm talking about in Water 7.
Oh, when he fought Luffy?
Yeah, Luffy.
That shit was hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
absolutely. But the thing is that he's been with Luffy this whole time. He's gonna know how he fights.
Nami, Chopper, and Usopp don't need to be that strong. The doctor, the navigator, and the sniper don't need to be on the front lines.
And I think that that's what people get twisted when we say we want them to be stronger. I just want Usopp to be able to handle his shit without Frankie being there or Zoro being there.
Absolutely.
And, that, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Because like that's what I want.
What they end up doing is that they go and Luffy always figures out that's the strongest. I'm going to go fight him. Then he's like, I trust y'all to go and fight these other characters. I want Usopp and like characters like that, Chopper, Nami, to be able to go and like fight that character and win. I mean, even
Nami was getting it. Oh, yeah, I've seen Wano, but Nami was doing her shit in Wano. Like, you know what I'm saying? Chopper been doing this shit.
I think that
Chopper been doing this shit? What are you talking about?
Monster Point.
Come on now.
Who does that really be?
Who did Monster Point be?
Fucking back in the Monster Point thing, you think that the Straw Hats could have done what they did without Monster Point?
What arc are you talking about?
Bully and the Whole Cake?
Sabaody? Yeah, Sabaody. No, I'm talking about Water 7.
Wait, no, it's not Water 7. It's
Already?
Yeah. Any Slobby. Because Water 7 was a pre-arc, okay, and then Usopp was the main arc.
Yeah. But remember, but Chopper never had his time either. I'm gonna be real.
I mean,
he's a doctor. He doesn't. That's what I'm saying. It's like we don't need Nami, Chopper, or Usopp to be Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji. That's not at all what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying that like
if I catch some three niggas black, I'm paying them up.
But what Chopper lacks physically, like he medically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Nami, what Nami lacks physically, they could not do a thing without Nami. They could not do a thing without Chopper.
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers can just have aim.
But they can keep going without Usopp. I see exactly what you're saying.
And that's what sucks.
And that's where we want, like the Usopp fans want him to be more important.
Yeah, that's like a fact. Soulja King, like, that's like a... Like, the mask represents, like, how Usopp was such a coward that he needed to cover his face to do things. Mm-hmm. So, like as a in a writing standpoint, it still wasn't even Usopp. You see what I'm saying? It was. But think about it, though. Like he literally, to cover up for how bad he was, he had to, like, almost change his identity to do things he needed to do.
But that's an emotional arc. True.
But the thing is I also kind of wish that they would have brought that in more. Like he would have been Sniper King more until he was like, you know what? Mm. Like his mask is broken or something in a fight. And he's like, I don't need it anymore.
Mm. Hey, you should
have. You know what I'm saying? That was hard. That's hard.
I'm saying, like Oda's been doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that a lot of, like, all the Straw Hats have fan bases. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to be able to hold up for their character.
What anime are y'all paying deserves, like, a reboot?
Reboot?
Because it's a lot right now. A lot of these. Yeah. Yu Gi Oh! Show definitely deserves a reboot.
That would be clean as fuck.
That might be number one.
Come on, bro.
It definitely is number one. I mean, because they did the same creator for Yu Gi Oh! Hakusho is also Hunter x Hunter. And they redid Hunter x Hunter. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I haven't seen it yet. I'm not gonna lie.
But it's so, like,
hold on.
Yu Gi Oh! Hakusho.
Get up. Wrong back. No, you gotta
move your chair.
I'm sorry.
Why would you, like,
I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Like, literally, like, it's on my list, but it's like, I just...
I know why.
And Dre, you let him.
I know. Yeah, that's your boy, so you
let him. He don't want to listen, bro.
Oh, you told him.
Yeah, he said...
It's because he don't like old shows.
That's not true. That's not true.
You don't like old shows.
That's not true.
Because you don't like Dragon Ball Z either.
I love Dragon Ball Z Kai. Like, here's the thing.
That's why you don't want to
talk. First of all, that's the first anime I watched. Okay, so come on.
What, Dragon Ball Z Kai?
Yeah. Toonami?
No, it's Nickelodeon.
No, it was
Teen Nick.
How old are you? 23?
Yeah.
Nah, the first anime you ain't watched was Kai.
Yeah, it was.
When did Kai fucking come out?
It was going on. What was that channel?
DZSZ.
No. Static Shock was on it too.
WB.
WB. It was on WB.
WB? Yes,
it was on WB?
Yeah, it was.
Not WB.
No, but no, you're right though. It was on WB, but it wasn't called that.
It was on Nick.
I was like, number.
No, it was on Nick.
I don't remember Nick.
Yeah.
I don't remember Nick, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
so Kyle was on WB.
Yeah, for sure. That's where I saw the cell fight.
Did you go back and watch Dragon Ball Z?
I watched Dragon Ball Z, but I didn't watch Dragon Ball.
I'm saying you went back and watched Dragon Ball Z after Kyle.
Yes.
Okay, because Dragon Ball Z.
You did
what?
I did what?
That's how not stuff to do. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I had to. Like, that was my first introduction to like anime. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's the thing. It's like it's not that I don't love Dragon Ball as a whole.
Mine was Fist of North Star.
Like, you said what?
I said Fist of North Star. Mine's Fist of North Star. Yeah. That's my first introduction to anime.
Okay. For mine, it was Dragon Ball. And then I went to Naruto and I stayed on them. And then the anime that opened me up to all the animes, and I'll always give my flowers to it, is Tokyo Ghoul.
Tokyo Ghoul needs a reboot.
This is gonna be crazy, but I think that Tokyo Ghoul is just as good as Attack on Titan. They just didn't animate.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
Like the foreshadowing. Everything about it, they did so well.
And the thing
well
about Dre is, I fuck with him. But, like, the thing about you, too, is what you said earlier.
Wait, what'd he say?
Say what you said earlier, man.
What did he say?
About Tower of God.
Okay. So, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, if anybody's seen Tower of God. It's up and coming. But I said, for me personally, I think that Tower of God, to an extent, can be just as good as One Piece.
But he reads it, though.
But he reads
what?
It.
He reads it.
What? Hold on. And I feel that. Hey, look, I wasn't even trying to put you on the spot, because really, I know you was going to say it anyway. I'll put you on the spot, but I'm saying, like, it's because he just said something else. Well, I was like, let me go ahead and
put him on the spot. The only reason why I say that is because I think the animes that have crazy power systems are some of the best animes, just because it's so complex.
He trying to look up, why would you even say some shit like that?
Jujutsu Kaisen, like, it's new, but it has a really good power system.
Yeah,
and so that's one of the reasons why it's popular. Hunter x Hunter has the greatest power system of any anime. It's so complex. It's so unique.
Let's pause right there, because I'm trying to see if that's true in my head. Because it does have a great power system.
It's amazing.
Drawbacks, and it's so customizable.
Like what I love about it is that it shows the beginning of Nen. You know what I'm saying? Like the little branches. And then you got in tuned with it, and then you had categories that you were into it, and the categories had categories, and the categories
of
and categories had categories. It was just so complex.
Nen confusing as hell, I ain't gonna lie.
But complex does not make it the best power system.
But creatively.
It can be used in so many different ways.
Nen was an amazing power system.
Tower of God has a power system like Nen.
And it's amazing. But the thing is, it's not so unique when you can't understand, because sometimes when they were talking about Nen, you were like, what does it do?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? With it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Tao.
But think about this, though. Like, I know that complex is always the way to go at some point. But at the same time, like, if something's too complex for somebody to understand completely, you have to take a point away from it.
Sometimes I feel that about Jujutsu Kaisen. I still don't fully grasp reverse curse techniques. Like with this new episode, like Gojo explained it, and I had to run that bitch back.
My understanding of it is that it's a negative times a negative equals a positive.
Yeah.
But the thing is that
yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
So the thing is that curses are already born from negative emotions from a human. That's a negative.
Right.
Them having a curse energy, that's another negative. They can naturally use it. So for a person to use it is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still get it.
I don't know.
And I understand. I followed
hit
you
that
all the way. I think he did too. I followed you, but I still don't see how he applied
but
that.
But then he multiplied it, made it positive, and healed himself.
But that's
he didn't heal him. He didn't heal himself. He said he didn't heal himself. He said that.
No, he said.
He said he did it right before. He got hit
he channeled it in his head or some shit like that. So curses naturally heal.
Like, you've seen them, like, okay, when Sukuna first took over Yuji, whenever they fought, when Megumi and Yuji went into the prison, and they fought that special grade, and then Yuji's hand got blown off.
Yeah.
He was like, nobody caught it, but he was like, oh, I ended up healing his hand. That was a reverse curse technique.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure that reverse curse technique is strictly healing.
Yeah, but it is.
But it's just that it's like breathing. We don't think about breathing. We do it. Curses just do it because they're just, that's just bred into them. People have to go that extra mile to do it because they don't naturally have.
That's why they're rare in the JJK world. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you are caught up in the mama for a reason.
Oh, yeah, he is. I was wondering why he was so good. My boy, I thought you were.
I said, my nigga did not watch this. But at the same time, I'm also giving y'all my explanation. It goes deep into that, and I didn't want to spoil it. I didn't want to spoil anything, so you know what I'm saying? I just kept on my first understanding of it.
Yeah.
So, like, if I am wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it don't even matter.
It didn't spoil nothing for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so what would you say your reboot anime would be?
Is it like we can change how the anime goes, or is it just like they get a new animation?
Just reanimate.
But hold on, I also got a question on that too because when we first started, y'all said Yu Yu Hakusho, I was about to say. Well, I thought it was going off like an anime needs a reboot because they fucked up.
That's what I mean. Not because it's old.
I'm thinking because it fucked up.
Yeah, I got a defense for that then.
What's it?
Promise Neverland. Off rip.
Oh, it's not a question. It's not a question.
Did y'all read the manga?
Yes.
That shit was gas.
Yeah. That shit was gas. Promise Neverland, according to Leland, because he read the manga, he said it wasn't supposed to go like that.
No. At all. Bro, imagine. Okay. Like, I'm trying to see how would you equate it,
bro?
Because they cut
the best arc of the show out.
Yeah,
I can give an example. It's like Naruto's training arc to mastering the Nine Tails chakra.
That's a perfect example.
You know what I'm saying?
And what person made the decision to take that out and go straight to this next arc?
I don't know why they do what they do.
Same with Tokyo Ghoul, the Tokyo Ghoul, same thing, they fucked it up. Season three, they didn't put any fights in there. That they were supposed to be in there, nothing like information they didn't put in there. They didn't explain Kagane's or anything like that.
They didn't explain anything.
But in the manga, it was so detailed. It was so amazing.
I've heard that they should have just done it justice.
So if you watch Tokyo Ghoul, you know the hardest motherfucker in the show was this guy named, of course I forget his name, Arima, the white haired guy with the glasses. He was with the briefcase.
Character.
He was the coldest character.
I thought that was just Koneki's dad.
No. It was so at the end of season two, him and Koneki fought, and he was so strong that he bodied Koneki.
I read that part. It made him lose his memory.
Koneki had no arms, no legs, was laying on the ground. Mm-hmm. He was looking at Arima, and then Arima was like, let me see if this will work. He stabs him in the eye and makes him into a dove. But whenever they started doing that, they didn't want him to be alone, so they started testing and making half ghouls. Spoiler.
But it just explains it so well in season three in the anime.
They showed a guy, I forgot his alter ego's name, but they show him and they're like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
He's got salty hair, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, who is he? And then you see old Koneki in the back. He say, you know what I'm saying?
I think they do that because they feel like they can't hold the attention long enough through a lot of information.
I'm against it,
but you know, that's why there's no more longer animes, because attention span is so short here, and nobody knows what's gonna hit anymore.
But the thing is that like, Tokyo Ghoul was never supposed to be a long anime. It was supposed to be 100 episodes or less. You know what I'm saying? Nothing crazy, but they had enough time where they could have put that good information in there and it would have been fine.
I feel like if your manga got picked up for an anime, it's because everybody liked what the fuck was in the manga. Just use that. That's not true though, because on Dark Lights, our anime,
it's already picked up by HBO, right? The first episode already animated, but like, yeah. if they was to, they're giving you amount of episodes. That's the thing. I have no say so in the process of how many episodes they give. But I have to make the story happen within whatever episodes they give.
But I don't think that any creator would butcher their own thing. I think that they would put in the information that's needed.
But you also have to talk to the animation companies. And I'm not sleeping up there. So they're making some decisions without the creator. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying my best to get everything.
Now having insider knowledge, I can understand. But I honestly.
But I don't think y'all would let y'all shit get hold. Like, you wouldn't skip Karma Mode. Like, if that was
fuck
that's
no.
what I'm saying.
At the same time, you might have to condense it.
Yeah.
But I would rather my stuff just not be made and it be butchered and not show my true work of art.
No, you wouldn't. Because that's your career and you need to eat. Like, if this is your one chance and they say, oh, with this right here, you have a popular manga, but you still need to eat. And you will most likely eat forever if you get it animated into a show and they say, hey, you can do this. I know you need 24 episodes, but we'll give you 12. Can you do it? And you like, I don't know. I'm not sure if I can do it.
Yeah, this could be your only one.
This could be your only one chance because your next show, Kishimoto's next show didn't hit.
It didn't.
Full Metal Alchemist, Hiromi's next show didn't hit. All right. Yeah, it's because it's Hero Tales, right? That's her next show? Full Metal Alchemist next show, the show after.
I don't know. Wait, like the Elric Brothers?
I don't think it's the writer of the show.
Hero Tales, isn't it like a fighting
type? I have no clue.
I think I've watched a little bit of it and I was just like, oh, it's anime, I'm gonna have to come back to.
It's your livelihood, basically what I'm saying.
Okay, and to be honest, I mean, really, like, Tokyo Ghoul probably drives more manga sales because people go, you need to read the manga because it's better. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I see what you're saying. But it's like Rick Riordan had that, the author Percy Jackson. He had that real bad. Like, I don't know if y'all ever like read the Percy Jackson books or anything like
phenomenal,
that.
Phenomenal series.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, it's so bad.
The first one.
Yeah, yes. Like the thing movie. Is, okay, so the first movie, I loved it, all right? And I didn't read no books, you know what I'm saying? He's always been a bookhead. Yeah. So, like, he's always read all kind of books. And so he was like, Dre, you need to go read Percy Jackson. I read it. And they did the movie just
it's a good movie, but it's comparable to Avatar. The Avatar. It's comparable to that.
Because my brother, before I told him to go watch the show of Avatar, I walked out of the Avatar movie mad as a bitch. Yeah. He was like, I thought it was a pretty good movie. I said, you ain't never seen a minute of Avatar. Bro, you don't understand how sorry that shit is compared to
how old were we? Probably like 11 or something. And I was sick. Suka?
Oh, tight. Don't get started on Dragon Ball Z Evolution, though.
I ain't even watched
it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm fucking back then.
I put it back then, too.
I didn't even fuck with it back
then. No, I fucked it back then.
No, you watched Dragon Ball Z. That's crazy to fuck with Dragon Ball Evolution.
But I was like young when that bitch
came
out.
Yeah, no, I'm sure if you watched it again, it'd be terrible.
No, but when it first came out, it was so sorry.
No, it was. Bro, Piccolo didn't even look like Piccolo.
They put Goku in fucking high school.
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking more so just like, bro, why aren't they using the powers at all?
Yeah.
And they had it where Piccolo had control over Ozaru. What?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And if anybody doesn't know who Ozaru is, that's the form of the monkey that the Saiyans transform into.
Yeah. Hey, that skit that you did will always forever be funny. That check on monkey shit.
That's my Frieza.
But they had him in control of that, which that made no sense. You know what I'm saying? Because like the Saiyans and the Namekians, they didn't meet each other. You know what I'm saying? They probably met each other like somewhere, but like obviously King Piccolo didn't know who Goku was.
Them niggas met each other.
What he was.
Yeah.
They met each other because they had so much history. Oh. Somebody had to meet each other.
But like for Percy Jackson, right? If you read the books, like they go that like you read the whole book and at the end it goes, a child of the big three, Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades, is not supposed to be born because like minor spoilers, but World War I and World War II were fought by Zeus, Poseidon, and Hades' children. They were just on both sides of the wars. And so because of all that bloodshed, the big three were like, we'll never sire children ever again. Then Percy was born, which fucked up the whole thing. And so, because of that, like the reason why they were like, we're never gonna have kids again is because there's a prophecy and it said, a child of the big three, when they turn 16, will either help Olympus survive or destroy it. So tell me why Percy is driving to Nashville in the first movie at fucking 19 years old.
That's funny.
They just gotta connect with the youth.
What? So it's something like that, but also
I wonder what
the shoes. Y'all remember how he wore the shoes that fly?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So in the book, like he got those shoes and Kyren, like the centaur. Let me highlight you real quick. That's Zeus's domain. You can never put those shoes on. And he never puts them on the whole time. Grover does in the book come to find out, the shoes were cursed and they dragged Grover to hell. Yeah. And that's when they find out, like, hold up, Luke gave us these shoes. So, like, it was a whole, but, like, that's what I'm saying.
That,
like,
and, but that's why they do that on movies, like, when they always go to change it up, just like you said, the 19 and 16-year-old thing. Yeah. Like,
and for I know that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, they do it because, like, how do you adapt? Like, I had a chance to adapt Naruto into a movie, right? Right, like, right. The whole first part of Naruto.
Right.
Now, as I'm writing my take on what I would do for the Naruto movie, keeping it to the source material, these niggas was like, no, take this out, this out, this out, and this out.
And it's that shit you need, like.
Boy. But is there nothing you can fight about that? Be like, no. The story will not make sense.
No, because you're talking to a movie company. You're not talking to a fan.
Right.
You're talking to a money company who has the rights and saying.
And I think that's the problem. Fans need to, like, not fans, but just like people that enjoy that need to be the people that direct the movies. And like, and.
I agree, but no, because that they money. They have to make money, one, and they've never directed a movie, two. That, but I'm a fan of Naruto, which is, I feel like it would have worked out well, right? But then there's a producer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's a producer who's like, no. I don't think people will go watch this.
Yeah.
People won't go watch it. That's why y'all want to make Naruto into a movie in the first place.
But at that point, it's just them, if they want to take that risk or not. Because it's not going to be like an established director or something that is a fan type shit that they can just like give it to. They have to trust like a fan that doesn't probably have any body of work.
Facts. That's what I'm saying. So say the anatomy, right? For the anatomy is the story. I felt like you can take out like a couple of the bones and still have the body walking around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so another book that became a movie was I Am Number 4. Mm. A great book.
You know what I'm saying?
In the movie, I think they did switch some things up, but I still love the movie. And like, it's not a huge difference between the book. So like, I think that they did change some things, and I think changing some things is okay. It might not be so accurate to the book.
Well, let me ask you this: if you had $300 million, you had $300 million, you have to make that money, or y'all are on fire. Are you giving it to a fan? Or are you giving it to an established director?
Who has made money before?
Who has made a billion before?
For sure, absolutely.
But, and it can be done.
And I ain't taking up for him. Right, I'm just letting you know, that's why you won't give it to him.
It's the most real thing you can say.
It can be done because Harry Potter was done great.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, I read the books, and while, the books, like, everything is touched
on. The credit is a part of it, though.
You said what?
The credit is a part of it.
J.K. Rowling was a part of it. And so like I would say this, like there will be like tidbits that in the books where it's like, oh, that's cool. Like they talked way like the 50 points to Gryffindor. That shit was super important in the books. Not important as in like changing the story, but it's like that shit was just talked about so much and brought up so much. Yeah. Whereas like in the movie, like it was really just brought up at the end. But it's like that's where it's like this is a thing where even though it's a cool bit of information, we can shove that over to the side.
Facts.
So I think that Harry Potter was done well, but maybe you're right. Like maybe J.K. Rowling was so hands on with it.
It's always about that. I'm not gonna lie. It's always about how hands on somebody is, because if we made a documentary on you, but you weren't there, how well can we make a documentary on you?
Yeah.
But if you're there, nigga, I'm gonna hit that story so fucking perfect. What I'm saying?
But the thing is that I think that there's some differences between the Harry Potter books and the movies, but it's almost its own thing. Each one is their own thing. They're the same thing, but they kind of went two different directions, but they did it well. Mm-hmm. That's the only way. It has to be that something. I don't know what they did, but it has to be that something that they should put in all movies like that, you know what I'm saying?
Adaptations. Or animes too,
like adaptations. That's just true. They just need to have that something.
I think it's like Oda. Oda say he helped work on a live action. Like he's involved in a process and he changed. I don't know if it's true though.
How do you think? How do you think?
I don't know. The last trailer kind of sold me a little bit, so I'm looking forward to it.
The new trailer.
Really?
The new trailer actually did look way better.
Yeah. Oh, than the first trailer. Yeah, I guess I haven't seen the new trailer.
Yeah, way better.
But besides JJK, what other best new animes were y'all thinking?
I put Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I like the darker animes. I don't know. That's just me, though. You know
yeah, I like dark animes.
Hell's Paradise is another one.
Hell's Paradise.
I'm on like episode 4 of that, so I haven't really got. I'm not caught up yet.
So you basically kind of sleeping on it.
I've had Dream kind of deal with this shit like that.
But you watched the new episode of JJ Kato.
Dream,
that was
today. Last Paradise,
that
been around for a few months now.
Yeah,
it's been a But Demon Slayer, I feel like Demon Slayer is a great new gen anime too.
Of course.
I fuck with Demon Slayer. I ain't gonna lie, and I don't want the Demon Slayer fans to come at me, but the season was kind of lacking. I'm not gonna It was kind of lacking, and I don't know if that's because Tengen. His name was Tengen, right? I don't know if Tengen was that weak, or the girl, the guy,
Mitsuri.
I don't know if Tengen was that weak and they're just that strong. Yeah. I don't know if that was why.
I'll say that they said that somebody had told me beforehand that the sword arc or the whatever the sword what you call it, arc is pretty weak. So I wasn't coming in here without high expectations. But Tengen, I don't understand if like this demon kind of seems sorry to me.
Moons. Versus Gyutaro's crazy.
Gyutaro's crazy.
Gyutaro pressed them niggas.
In this season, I was like,
Tokuto matched that nigga the fuck
up. It started out with hopelessness and sold it.
Yeah.
I think it was more hyped up in the manga. The manga, it just made it more exciting. And I think that for whatever reason, people were expecting to get that energy, and it just, for whatever reason, it lacked something.
No, it's because last season was 2014, Fortune Strike. Like, that's what it was. Because you're not going to tell me that the Tengen and Gyutaro fight wasn't one of the most beautifully animated fights to ever,
That's what I was comparing.
That's the top five.
I was waiting for that.
You said what?
I was waiting for that and better the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah.
I got nothing to
play. You know what I'm saying?
So it might be worse than it actually is in my mind.
What?
That Demon Slayer arc?
No.
I was comparing it to Tengen.
I think if we had flipped them,
it would have been great right now.
It would have been like, this shit is, because it said first season, second season, third season.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's.
No, it's first season.
Yeah.
Second season.
Oh, you think it's that bad?
Yeah.
No, it's not that I think it's that bad. I just felt like
you're right. Fire Hashira. Rengoku, that fight was crazy.
I feel like I never got a payout. What was the payout for the season?
That shit was not satisfying. I was like,
I looked down and said, okay, so she can walk through the sun. Like, that didn't make me feel the way, but real quick, Dre, he got a dip.
Yeah, Dre got to go catch a flight.
Yeah.
Exactly. For sure.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
You're welcome, bro.
Yeah. Had a great time. Thank you so much.
No, man. We learned a lot.
Appreciate you.
We really did.
All right, y'all.
Remember, y'all follow Dre.
I see. Dre some Woods.
You got to say
Dre some Woods.
Dre some Woods. No space.
Boom. Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah. Boom.
Have a safe flight, my dog.
Appreciate you.
Now, Tony, before you go get on your flight as well, since this is the day after DreamCon, which we're recording this back and forth, that's how you know we really be working here at RDC.
Yeah, yeah.
But y'all say we don't.
Yep, type shit.
I want to know, how was your DreamCon?
It was crazy. I didn't know I was like that known, to be honest. Mm. Like, I'm just Tony, so that's all I ever like think. But like,
I thought you were saying it like, I'm just Tony, so like, y'all know.
I'm really just like somebody that just makes videos. You know what I'm saying? I realized like when I would go out, how many people like knew me. And like the messages that they would give me, like some people were like, yo, like I talked about how like I was homeless because I quit like school for like content creation. Mm-hmm. And my mom kicked me out. And so like somebody came up to me and was like, I'm in the same boat, just got kicked out by my parents. Like that story like has really helped me. And I'm like, you never know how deep it can go with like what you do. Like I never knew that. Like somebody came up to me and was like, your video saved my life. And I was like, whoa, you know, like I make these like 20-second like little fuck ass jokes and it just, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, they come so quickly and I make them so quickly and they're important to me, but it's like, I could just never like, somebody said it saved their life and I'm like, I'd sit back and be like, whoa, like this is more important than me. This is bigger than me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I know y'all go through that with DreamCon, like.
That was crazy because like at the very end, like they was cheering for you like hella crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
How'd you feel like just seeing that from online to impress? I know you just kind of answered that, but just like that moment.
Nah, that moment was crazy. Because like, I mean, I'm standing up there with y'all, with some bros. I mean, Caleb's there, Vader's there, and like, and everybody got cheers, and then like, I grabbed the mic because Mark came up secretly, was like, hey, grab the mic next. It's your turn next. And then walked away and I was like, all right, bet. So like, I grabbed the mic and wow, I literally am like, whoa. Like, I was just so shocked. I was like, holy shit. Then I was like, whoa, chill, chill. And then everybody started chanting my name.
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
I made the it smells good as fuck in here joke. There's, I don't know why they're laughing at it.
Was it different? Yeah. What, do you feel like it was different to make that joke in front of a crowd versus making them on the videos?
It was a lot easier than I expected. Like, the same way I can come up with jokes on the fly with y'all. Yeah. Like I didn't know I was going to say that. I didn't know what the fuck I was going to say at all.
Yeah.
And so I said it. Like I got the mic because the cheering threw me off so bad. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, thank you for DreamCon. Thank you to y'all. Like, and then it threw me off and I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, I got to end shit off on a funny note. And then I just remember like, it smells crazy in there. That's always the joke with conventions. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it don't smell crazy in here, it smell good. And everybody was like, yeah, we do smell good. I don't need deodorant.
Hey, but drink already smell good, though. Hold on. Yeah, no, hold on. They don't do that. You said it smells deodorant. There was a man walking around DreamCon calling himself deodorant.
He blew up like on Twitter. Like, I know. He went up.
Nah, man, that's great to hear for real. And I feel like you deserve it. Y'all know Tony makes some of the best videos I've ever watched. Seriously. Like, before we do Tony, I was watching his videos. I felt like he was super funny. And I remember just like being like, bro, we gotta hang with this nigga for real. Cause
I talked about that in my meet and greet. Like, they were like, how did the connection with like RDC start? And I was like, I've known him since I was like 14. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been on him. And then you followed me and I was like, and then I DM'd you. I was like, nah, no way. God playing tricks on me. And then you were like, love the videos, you're a star, set the star emoji, lame man. And then I was like, oh my god, no way, oh my god, I love you so much, which I would never say ever again.
Hey, me either. No more star emojis, I'm done with that shit. Nah, but it was great because he hung out with us with Anime NYC, and I feel like we just been
I didn't hang out with them. They invited me there and allowed me to be there. He was trying to be humble. They were like, hey, do you want to come? And I was like, yes, very much so. Please let me come. And they let you. But it wasn't like I was just there out the strength of my own. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like a.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are here too? It wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Facts,
but I was glad he came, and I feel like he fit in so well with us. Yeah. I was like, man, this nigga got to be with us all the time.
Yeah.
He's just like Caleb, Belize, Corey, AMP, them. Like, I feel like we got all natural synergy, so we just like hang out with each other, and it should be like hanging out with your best friend that you know him forever type shit.
Yeah.
But I don't fuck with him. I have to say that every single time because he be letting shit get to his head.
Mm.
Like, he really do, though. He'd be like, damn. Oh, my
God. No, I don't. But, no, I just, look, here's the thing. I never want to step on no toes. I've talked to all of them, and they're all like, yeah, like, people get ego. Oh, maybe I should say this part. I was going to say, I've seen creators stress them out, is what I'm going to say. So, it's like, for me, I never want to step on no toes. I was in the green room, because I got led there, and Mark was like, why start here? Because they were having a meeting on DreamCon, and I was like, and what's crazy is like in my head I was like, maybe I shouldn't be in this green room. But I know he's joking, like for me, like I just never want to y'all be so hard working and stressed, so I'd be like, let me stay out that way. That's why you said you didn't see me at the con. Every time I saw y'all, I was like, all right, bet.
I never seen, but you fit in like so well. Like, it's just like, I know that even like when you was in there and we was having DreamCon, I mean, I was playing with you, but even if like you was there and we was talking about some super serious shit, I would have just been like, I don't care. Tony's a real ass nigga. Like, leave that nigga there. Him and Dre, like, that's how I would be every time. So
shout out Dre. Love you, Dre.
Shout out Dre, man.
All in all, bro, it was an amazing experience. And I think what people that don't really talk about DreamCon is like how, as like a smaller creator or a newer creator, how far it can go. Like I would like for me, I would like walk around and I would just look around and I'd be like, bro, like this is crazy. Even like the stuff they have right here that y'all can't see. I keep talking about it. They got cameras here, cameras here. Yeah. They got a dolly. Like there's a dolly right here. Like motherfuckers have dollies in their cribs with a boom mic. And the shit can go as far as you like want it to go. And that's facts. Proof with DreamCon because real dreams change the world. So I think it's more of like a beacon of hope. But I don't want y'all to ever bring up that I said that ever again. we be in the hotel.
Tony, you thought I forgot you called us your heroes on stage.
And it's true. Y'all are my heroes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. You know what I'm saying? We got to do that part again.
Yeah.
We
must, huh?
Cut that last one off.
But y'all are for real. And it just shows like really, like I said in my speech, I'm really like only year one into this. I hit a million last year. Mm-hmm. And so like, It gives me hope seeing like, oh, well, RDC is 5 years in, 10 years in, 15 years in, however long.
15.
I'm just saying, like, I'm giving numbers.
Yeah, like, you ain't trying to say we old as fuck.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like and, you know, what is it going to look like when y'all are like 20 years into the business? You know what I'm saying? So that's where it's like, I can see it. Like, unfortunately for y'all, y'all are doing it first. Y'all are paving ways. But it's like, for me, I'm like, okay, well, they did it. I can do it. Yeah, you know, it's possible.
I niggas say unfortunately for y'all. And that's actually true. Yeah. Niggas don't talk about that. But it is unfortunate for niggas that got to pave shit.
Yeah,
because sure. Most likely they're going to be hoed. Not going to lie. Yeah. That's just how it is. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's easier for next. But Tony be grinding. So I feel like he deserves it. And I feel like a lot of people deserve it out there. And I think that DreamCon is going to be a way for even more people to be discovered. And I think that, you know, just remember that when you're going kind of hard on DreamCon, because we're learning, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we want to make people in the black community get more exposure and everything. So let's not ruin the only black convention that we got right now. Well, I'm not going to say the only black convention we got right now, but a black convention that's growing and learning and a lot of people are attaching themselves to it. Mm-hmm. Let's not ruin it because we really care about the creators and everybody there. And we try to give everybody a chance to shine and just have fun and everything. Nice. And if, just because 1 year is not your chance to shine does not mean the next one isn't.
Yeah.
Or the next one isn't. Wait your turn. Don't be egoish. We're not egoish. None of us have egos. Well, we got egos, but any other human. But we don't never just walk out and be like, nigga, you know who? we don't never do no shit like that. So I just want y'all to just, you know, understand that.
I think also people got to understand that, like, negativity sells way more than positivity does.
Fact.
Like, I was there at DreamCon. I was walking around taking hella pictures, and I was met with nothing but love. Like, true, like, just, it was almost like a warm just glow. Throughout the whole like DreamCon, like it was just love. So if somebody has like a problem or something like that, you know, I know y'all on top. Like what y'all don't know is how on top of it like they are. Like immediately, like as concerns were addressed, meeting the next hour, how are we gonna make this better? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think just patience, time, and just understanding that like somebody may have a good experience, somebody may have a bad experience, but no matter what, like their goal is to always make sure that like everybody has the best experience that they can, safety wise, comfortability wise. I mean, like they're trying to make everything a safe space for everybody. So, and yeah. I see it front hand, like, you know,
PR Tony.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God.
I'm gonna do a PR, but no, dead ass.
Because y'all aren't gonna bring it up, because then it's like lame almost. But like I'm gonna bring it up because I see it. This. It's almost easier to just make videos. I can never imagine like making sure 22,000 heads come in and come out safely. Like that's in itself is crazy. That's, you feel what I'm saying? And then you got creators coming and then vendors coming and then sales and money's involved. And you know what I'm saying? Like it's just y'all are wild. Like shouts out to y'all. Like
man, appreciate
and
you.
John, you've been doing your thing too. Thank like, you. Appreciate you. Know what I'm saying? On God. So it's always love.
And we want to thank y'all for showing Tony love here on this back and forth as well. Leave a like,
yes,
a comment, and go search up Tony's videos. Mm-hmm. And thank y'all for watching this back and forth. We will see y'all next time. And we're going to use guests way more often because we think that will help back and forth. And thank y'all. We are out. Deuce.